So we have Michael bringing us a word today. Making his way up here. So I'll let him kind of tell you a little bit more about himself, but welcome, Michael.
Thank you for the wonderful worship. Adam, thank you for keeping my mic on mute. It would have definitely made morning worship more interesting if you would have heard me singing. I'm not very good at singing. It's good to be back here. I see some familiar faces. My wife and I and our family were here about 6 months ago, I'd have to guess. And we shared with you kind of what we were doing in Paris with our work amongst sub-Saharan African diaspora people groups. And if you might remember, we were also in a very difficult situation in life. We'd kind of been forced off of the field because of some mental health problems from my daughter. And we weren't sure what our future looked like. But the Lord has answered prayer, and while we may not be able to return to the field again until June of 2024, the Lord has prepared a way for us and opened a door for us to remain in missions. And right now we're working to connect the some odd 47,000 Southern Baptist churches with missionaries on the field. And that is our big endeavor for the next 3 years, so that we can all be partnering together to really see that Revelation 7-9 vision fulfilled of every nation, tribe, and tongue worshiping together and praising God. You know, this morning, Autumn showed an incredible video. And when you hear these missionaries speak and say, because you gave, we were able to provide Bibles. We were able to share the gospel with these people. We were able to build this water filtration system. Please know that they are speaking truth. It is because you give that they are there on the field. Without your giving, they are not on the field. So I am a missionary with the IMB, and I am your missionary, and you are my supporting church. And I want to thank you for that. Because you give, my wife and family and I have been able to be in Africa, have been able to be in Paris, sharing the gospel with people who have never heard about the good news of Jesus. So thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness. And I will certainly be praying for the Lottie Moon offering here at Authentic Life Church. This morning, I'm in kind of the unenviable position of starting a series on the wonder of Christmas. That is not my series. It is Jeff's, Pastor Jeff's series. And he is passionate about this. And I hope that this morning's message will help just communicate just a little bit of his passion of what he wants you to hear about the wonder of Christmas and how we aren't to miss it because of everything else going on. So this morning we are going to learn about the hope of the gospel. So please join me in opening your Bibles and reading with me. And we will be reading out of Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 23. I'll give you a second to get there. I really like this big pulpit. I can lay everything out really nicely. All right. Colossians 1, 15 through 23. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For everything was created by him, in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and by him all things hold together. He is also the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile everything to himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated and hostile in your minds, expressed in your evil actions. But now he has reconciled you by his physical body through his death to present you holy, faultless, and blameless before him. If indeed you remain grounded and steadfast in the faith and are not shifted away from the hope of the gospel that you heard. This gospel has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and I, Paul, have become a servant of it. May the Lord add his blessing and anointing to the preaching of today's word this morning.